Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
The charges against Trump are a joke. That's not just me talking. That's the Wall Street Journal. And they don't even like Trump. Alvin Bragg, the Soros-recruited New York prosecutor prosecuting Trump, has flat-out ignored that the statute of limitations has long since elapsed on these charges. And even if he could use them then, you can't, as a state prosecutor, prosecute on federal charges like he is. But he's doing it anyway. This is a kangaroo court. But the more important question is, where did the left get the idea they could do this? Just start arresting whoever the front runner is that they'll have to face in the general election. Glad you asked. And the more spurious, the more of a joke the charges are from the left's perspective, the better. The important thing here from the left's perspective is to create the precedent that anybody who rises to the top of a Republican presidential primary automatically gets arrested on the thinnest of charges. Where'd they get the idea they could do this again? Glad you asked. See, for a long time, the Republican leadership has had a rivalry with Trump. Kevin McCarthy, Mitch McConnell, they naturally dislike Trump because he came into office, got elected criticizing them, and it's gone downhill from there. So they've kind of let the Democrats play loose and free with the law in order to allow them to persecute Trump right out of office. In other words, do what they're not publicly willing to do. Except now, I think they're beginning to panic because if you can picture Trump in handcuffs, well, it's not too much harder to picture yourself. And that's exactly where the Republican leadership is going to end up if they don't stop this. On exactly the same kind of trumped up charges they've allowed against Trump. I was pleasantly surprised this weekend, if not practically shocked, to see the Republican leadership back Trump. Well, not Mitch McConnell or his office, who could have put out a statement. I know he's recently fallen, but come on, his office can put out a statement. No, Mitch is AWOL. He's totally cool with Republicans being arrested on trumped up charges. But I mean, Kevin McCarthy, the number two in leadership, is out there fighting. So is the New York Post and the Wall Street Journal, which doesn't even like Trump. Why? Because for the first time, we're pushing back. I'm thrilled to see it. Pushing back in a way we didn't push back when they censored us. But why now? And how do we get here? It's really useful to review that because it didn't happen all of a sudden. No, the Republican leadership taught the Democrat leadership that they could do this, and now it's become something of an entitlement to the Democrats. Let's go back for a minute and examine how we got here. You know the history if you listen to the Battleground podcast. First, they censored us. Our number one leader, Mitch McConnell has yet to ever condemn that. So then they moved on to censoring our candidates in the 2020 election. Mitch McConnell, the number one ranking leader of the Republicans, never said anything about that either. So it became an entitlement. The left would censor and we would take it. In case they were looking for further confirmation, look no further than Kevin McCarthy, whose leadership pack is packed full of Google and Facebook money. Does Kev have much to say when we get censored? No. So it became an entitlement. There were other uncondemned entitlements along the way, like the grotesque absentee ballot fraud they committed in five swing states. The Republican leadership, the RNC, never condemned any of that. So it became an entitlement. In fact, they went, geez, they let us steal the 2020 election with absentee ballot fraud in five states. And if you want to know how, old listeners of Battleground know that I've been over it repeatedly. You can go back in the Battleground archives. So it became an entitlement to commit mass absentee ballot fraud. Such an entitlement, in fact, that the Democrats then used the Census Bureau, the Census Department of the federal government, to steal five congressional seats by allowing massive fraud by census takers. And then when it was discovered, firing many of those census takers, over 300, but not correcting their faulty censuses, because guess what? It gave Democrat congressional districts to states that didn't have the population to warrant them and stole those districts from Republican states that did have the population to warrant them. That's right. They stole a full five congressional seats out from underneath us before the 2022 election even began. And the leaders of our party, Mitch McConnell, Kevin McCarthy, said nothing. They didn't even say anything after the Census Department waited until after the 2022 primaries were held. So it was too late to change the maps and then announced, oops, we caught massive fraud. Yeah, too bad it resulted in the transfer of five seats from Republican states where they belonged to blue states where they did not. Even after the Census Bureau confirmed all of it, that they'd done it through the 2020 census, still Kevin McCarthy and Mitch McConnell said nothing. They didn't even say anything when it was revealed that the Department of Homeland Security in June of 2020 had created an algorithm to censor any mention of absentee ballot fraud. Why? Because they were planning to commit absentee ballot fraud. But all this was useful to Kevin McCarthy and to Mitch McConnell because it helped to get rid of Trump, their main rival for power and political donations, but it also helped to censor their conservative base, who they really wish would just go away.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And so the left began to feel entitled. And so they raided Mar-a-Lago. Republican leader Mitch McConnell, the number one ranking member of our party, the guy who Democrats, I have no doubt, in leadership, Google every morning to see what he said, had absolutely nothing to say about the raid of Mar-a-Lago. He was cool with it. In fact, he snapped at a reporter who asked him about it. He had to be asked twice before he said anything. And even then, all he'd say was, well, we'll, you know, see why they did it. To his credit, Kevin McCarthy, the leader of the minority at the time in the House, the minority being the Republicans, did say it was an overreach of power. There was at least something from Kev, a sign of life. We would later learn, by the way, that they were doing what they have come to do, raiding Mar-a-Lago for Biden's crimes. See, whenever Biden commits a crime and it's revealed or about to be revealed to the public, they accuse Trump of it and either indict him, attempt to indict him, impeach him, for whatever crime it is that Biden has actually committed. We would later learn, months after the raid on Mar-a-Lago, that Joe Biden had classified documents strewn across his offices and his homes. Even worse, we would learn that Biden was keeping classified documents at the Penn Biden Center and that his manager, staff manager, who was on a 100% Chinese-funded salary, was letting Chinese nationals, we still don't know their names, come and go from the Penn Biden Center, where said classified data was kept. It was now clear why Mar-a-Lago had to be raided. Because during the period Mar-a-Lago was raided, it was discovered that Biden was committing this exact crime. By the way, though the FBI has searched some of Biden's properties by invitation, of course, they'd never actually raid them, it's striking that the one place they've never searched is the one with the more than a dozen pallets of Biden's old documents, including, yes, classified documents. Penn Biden, the place the Chinese donated over $60 million to fund, the place where it is acknowledged most of the classified data Biden was illegally in possession of was kept. Of course they're not going in there. After it became obvious that the feds had once again raided Trump, punished Trump for Biden's exact crimes while doing next to nothing to Biden, surely that the number one in leadership of the Republican Party, Mitch McConnell, would deign to say something, anything. Heck, his office would put out a statement. Nope. Which is how we ended up here, with the left getting this distinct idea that they would be allowed to just start arresting the leaders in our primaries. In other words, arresting whoever they'd have to face electorally on trumped up charges. But I'm pleased to announce the pushback has started. The question is, will it be too late? See, because I've seen this movie before. I've been telling you for a long time that the Democrats are using the Russian Revolution playbook and have been for a long time. What is the Russian Revolution playbook? That's the 20 years leading up to the Russian Revolution. See, the reason the Democrats are using that playbook is because Russia is exactly like America was, is right now. Why? The Democrats needed a playbook for the takeover of a heavily armed country where the average home has a gun in it and there's a lot of ex-military. That's exactly what Russia was like. They had gun rights when the Russian Revolution took place. The Marxists needed a way to take over a society like that without being gunned down by the masses. So what did they do? They began targeted attacks. And the Cadet Party, much like the Republican Party today, humored them, figured they could donate to the Marxist causes, praise them in public, and they'd get a free pass. And they did for a number of years before their party was ultimately outlawed and they fled the country for their lives. That is, those who weren't killed by the Marxists. So this is that point. This is the point where we decide, are we going to let them? We've already let them silence us and put a system in place. If you listen to yesterday's Monday's Battleground podcast, The Great Lie Machine, put a system in place that will make a free and fair election almost impossible because of the censorship by the government, from the Pentagon to the CDC to the Department of Homeland Security. I don't know how we're going to have an election in 2024, but at least perhaps facing the idea that they themselves might end up in handcuffs. One of our two top ranking Republican leaders, Kevin McCarthy, has begun to push back. I even heard Trey Gowdy push back on Fox News after, of course, the prerequisite I can't stand Trump line. So maybe they're starting to see it. Maybe they're starting to see the future that is coming, or that already has come, for parties like the Cadets that don't fight back. They can either fight back now or end up in handcuffs later. Let's see what they choose.
With Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.